Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Rick Matheson back on the show. Rick is the author of On Demand Brand. He's one of the guys who's out there every day talking about how you and I can put our best foot forward in the digital age. And he's here to talk to us about a number of different things that are important. Rick Matheson, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good to have you back. You know, Rick, I have been calling myself for about 3.5 to 4 years now. I've been calling myself the social media heretic. And what I mean by that, you know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo.
Right.
And so I've been an adopter of social media platforms. We use it. We talk about it. I've covered it on my show. But I've been approaching it with a healthy dose of skepticism, which I think is what a heretic does, right?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And you know, you're not an obstructionist, but you are a you're a tester. You're somebody who's making the new thing prove its worth. And you've been kind of doing the same thing, haven't you?
Absolutely. I mean, Jim, if you've read my book, The On-Demand Brand, or followed me on Twitter and, yes, Facebook, you know that I've always fallen somewhere between highly skeptical to cautiously optimistic about
mm-hmm.
Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I have been raising issues long before it was cool to do so. Since at least last fall, whenever I've been speaking at a conference or industry event, I predicted that this is the year that social media in general, and Facebook in particular, falls to earth. At least just a little bit, because, I mean, come on, it has been so overappreciated,
yeah.
overvalued, and overhyped for years now. And this, you know, the fallout from the IPO hits investors, it hits marketers, it hits
right.
small businesses. You know, you look at the investment standpoint, Facebook's user growth has been slowing dramatically. Most people don't really realize
mm-hmm.
that, but unique visitors grew about 5% in April, so it has been going up compared to a year earlier, according to ComScore, but that's down from 24% growth in 2011 and down from 89% in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just Facebook, by the way, it's not to pick on
right.
Facebook
yeah.
at all. Research from Forrester has shown that the percentage of online Americans who use social media, which includes Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest and all these other ones, has declined recently, not gone up. It's
right.
been going down about 1%. And I think that Facebook itself has seen a 4% drop in Asia, for instance. And even before the IPO, Facebook has been warning of lower revenues from advertising for some time. I mean, in April, I distinctly remember the Wall Street Journal was reporting that ad revenue was down nearly $50 million and that overall revenues were down 6%.
Well, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time, and for at least 3 years, is that The thing I've been trying to get small business owners to think about is not think about Facebook, not think about Twitter, not think about LinkedIn, et cetera, but to think about this activity as building community.
Right.
Building online customer communities. And if you did that on Facebook, fine. But
right.
don't think of it as a Facebook activity. Think of it as, okay, I'm going to build a house, and Facebook is one of the tools I'm going to use to build this house. And the house is your online customer communities. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't have said it better. We've got this, you know, Facebook has this model of advertising. It's building its platform based on ad models, when for marketers, it's much more powerful as a community builder, not through paid advertising. So if you look at, you know, what's the difference here between advertising and marketing? Well, advertising is injecting paid marketing messages into conversations that friends are having on these social networks.
Right.
You know, I don't know what kind of crack we've been smoking to assume that we can, you know, monetize the same space where someone's sharing what they ate for breakfast or breaking up with
right.
her boyfriend or something.
Right.
You know, and because of that, just in the last few weeks, we've seen General Motors pull $10 million in advertising from Facebook, claiming
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work. Reuters has just reported that 4 out of 5 Facebook users say they never have ever bought anything as a result of advertising or comments.
More and more people are saying that even as, and see, a lot of small businesses are business to business,
right?
Business models,
and
even if there's some ability to reach consumers on Facebook. More and more people are saying that there's little ability to reach other businesses on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's true in general relative to things like LinkedIn, certainly. But,
right.
But you know, both platforms do enable exquisite targeting if you are going to try advertising.
But especially,
far the most powerful thing is to build a space.
Especially for the consumer. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. I'm also going to get Rick to weigh in on my ideas, see what he thinks about my ideas about the dynamic between a user and a customer. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Rick Matheson is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.